A Pakistani court hands down a 7-year jail term to ousted Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif in one of the corruption cases against him. The cases against Sharif were launched by the National Accountability Bureau in 2017 following a ruling by the country's top court that disqualified him as premier. The court announced a verdict in one case while acquitting him in another. Last week, the judge rejected a request by Sharif's lawyer to be given 1 week to submit more documents. The judge said the court was bound to follow the December 24th final deadline set by the Supreme Court. Sharif, his daughter Maryam, and his son-in-law, Muhammad Safdar, were sentenced to 11 years, 8 years, and 1 year in prison, respectively, in the case related to the Panama Papers scandal. They were, however, bailed out by the Islamabad High Court in September. Press TV's Javed Rana joins us now from the Pakistani capital, Islamabad. Javed, tell us more about this recent court ruling.
Well, it was expected. It was basically a high-tech, white-collar crime. It's not an ordinary corruption case, where the case of the prosecution was that this particular money, on the basis of which he has been convicted, belongs to the former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif, which he had channeled from Pakistan to abroad, where the properties and the businesses were set up under the name of his children. So the entire case was that this money was sent from Pakistan. The former Prime Minister did deny it, but under the law of Pakistan, the burden of the proof was on the former Prime Minister to prove the sources of the income with which the property was built. Now, the trouble started with the Prime Minister in 2016 when he boasted off that these properties belonged to his family and these were made through a legitimate sources of income for which he has all the proof. And when the court asked him, where are the proofs? There were no proofs they produced in the Supreme Court, all other than the fake documents, which were not acceptable to the court. So in this particular case and previous trial courts, the Sharif family simply did not defend itself. They did not produce its defense, no proof at all. So it was, the verdict was very obvious and we had something very much anticipated.
All right, thanks a lot. Javed Rana, our correspondent, joining us from Islamabad.